There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So Trevor was sort of ruminating, don't you love that word, that there's nobody in the parking lot today and that this drive-in was real easy. And I said, well, there were fireworks last night around here and I don't understand why. He said, well, maybe it's a holiday no one's told us about, which is really rude. I mean, I really think if there's going to be a holiday, we should at least know. I mean, we'll probably still be working on it, but geez, Louise, we should at least know. I mean, it makes us do-do-do-do-do-do. Everybody is on holiday. Do-do-do-do. At any rate. All right, so what we talk about is the kind of really behavior of people doing things that you think, what could they be thinking? And, I mean, it's there's several that sort of come to mind. One is kind of a classic, right? Of people when there's a traffic jam, and I'm not all that often in a car, but when I am, I never cease to be amazed by people's rudeness in what is essentially a lethal weapon, a bullet, right? A several thousand pound metal sort of projectile. Of, you know, everybody, there's a traffic jam, and there's clearly an accident, or there's a merge or something, and some yahoo will drive in the breakdown lane, which is strictly illegal, and then try and cut in, you know, and like, what are the rest of us here, you know, for our health? This is just kind of fun for us. And I'm thinking, really? What are you doing here? And the other is hand sanitizer on the subway drives me nuts. Of, can you not smell how bad that smells and the rest of us kind of are subjected to it? I think the other thing is on the subway when it's really hot. Of people jammed in the subway, and then that last person has to get in. The door's already closing, and they kind of jam in, and you're thinking, I mean, that, to a certain extent, is vaguely understandable as far as I'm concerned, because everybody's always in a hurry, and you figure the next one's probably going to be just as bad, and so all of that kind of stuff. But still, you think, is it really worth it for you to... And then I was on one of those yesterday, and I thought, well, that's okay. I'm not going to have to worry because I'm only getting one stop. And the train didn't stop at the one stop. So it, you know, it went on and after we missed the stop, they said, oh, we're running express. I could have stayed on the other train. Oh well. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it before the weekend sort of upends you? Give me a holler, 855-993-7569. All right, so let's. So Trevor, do you have any really moments? Are there any things that sort of occur to you? Think what could they be thinking?
Things that make me go really. It's something that I've come to define as people being maliciously oblivious, where they are either driving or in line at a coffee shop and they are not engaged in the thing they're doing. And then when they are forced by outside forces to become engaged in their kind of activity, they get mad. It's like, oh, I really should have something picked, have been in line for 20 minutes. Oh, I really need to watch when I'm merging. Oh, how dare you? You know, that kind of thing just makes me go, really?
Oh, so they're mad when you sort of say something?
They're just
to them?
Kind of checked out, and then when they're
Well,
kind
I get
of,
the checked out part, but then they get mad when you...
And then they get mad when they have to engage in the world, you know?
Do you think there's a possibility that they're embarrassed? Because they were
I'm
so
sure.
checked out or not.
I'm sure people can't deal with not having paid attention and then get mad when they have to pay attention. That's
right.
My thing.
All right, fair enough. So we have kind of an overlap here. Mine is, do you not understand that we're all in this together? You know, that it's happening to all of us, and therefore that your behavior may need to kind of be moderated a little bit, given the fact that we are all in this together? So that's kind of my real... Or let's see what other people said.
That's a good one. That's a good way to say that.
Yeah, all right, let's see what other people said.
Diane says, rude behavior. So that's...
Well, that doesn't help. Yeah, of course. But give me a specific example.
Yeah, really. Really. That made me say really when people don't give specific enough answers.
Yeah, well, you got to get specific with us.
Tracy says, rudeness. Really, Tracy? give us more to work with.
Okay.
Lorraine says, know-it-alls who don't know much.
Again, specifics would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deb says, behaving as if the rules don't apply to you. Sure.
Yeah, I think that's in general. But again, mm-hmm. I mean, folks, you got to give us specifics. These are abstract concepts.
I think maybe Maxwell does a better job here. Let's look. A couple in line at the grocery store, she in a wheelchair with cash on foot, and he placing the items on the belt, was ordered by the cashier that this is under 8 items speedy line. There was no sign up, nothing to indicate. I was third behind them and couldn't believe the cashier made them unload the counter and go to another checkout.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty tacky.
That's pretty bad.
Did you say something? That's the other question.
I'm just trying to read. It's kind of worded interestingly. And I said, really, to the cashier, you made them reload and leave. There's no sign indicating this was speedy, and I think you were wrong to send them, especially after they had most of the items on the counter and she in a wheelchair. She said, I have the right to refuse them when this is speedy for customers' convenience. And I wanted to say, well, there is no sign.
Well, and not only that, but if it's speedy for customers' convenience, presumably the amount of time that it would take in order to just check them out, as opposed to the time that it took for them to reload and to change, you know, to change to another lane, was probably at least comparable and maybe even shorter. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's, you know, I think a lot of these, my suspicion, are going to fall into the category of people who feel disenfranchised, and therefore, when they get an opportunity to bully a situation, I don't even think it's necessarily personal. I think it's just, okay, the world is not treating me well. I'm not going to treat the world well. I'm not going along. And so it's kind of, you know, the attention to the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law. And I have some power, so I can. I had to go to a lawyer's office a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't have the floor number. I didn't have the firm. I just had the lawyer's name, and I knew the floor. And they wouldn't let me upstairs. And it turns out, in retrospect, they actually had my name down at the desk. And I gave my name. But it was just this little kind of rent-a-cop who, it was a woman who just was, and so I started trying to call people to find out what the name of the firm was. It turns out, as I said, I gave her my name. She had my name, it turns out, at the desk. And I knew the floor, and the floor was dedicated to only one firm.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
She was, and it took, and so I was about 20 minutes late because I kept trying to call people. And what I finally did in a moment of something, inspiration, I suppose, is I Googled the lawyer's name, and it said which firm he was with. But in the meantime, I'd called the person who referred me. I called her office number, I called her cell number, I called her colleague's number, I called the bank's number, I called his number, because I had his number, and he didn't answer. And, you know, I'm sitting there, and, you know, when you're dealing with a lawyer, you're quite often paying his for his time. So if you're late, either you're not going to get your time, or he's just going to charge you for it. And she would not let me up. And when I finally got up there, I did something I almost never do, which is I complained about it to them. I said, this is not the way that you guys should be treating your clients. And they were outraged on my behalf. And they said, did you get her name? And I did, but I would not give it to them because I thought, first of all, she now knows my name. I don't need her to come after me. But it wasn't really that. Somebody has to go a very, 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 very long way for me to put them in a position to lose their job. Because it's one thing to be reprimanded. It's another to lose your job. And I really don't. I just think that work is one of the two mainstays of everybody's existence. And so for me to cause somebody, I don't know that I've ever intentionally caused somebody to lose their job, nor would I. But, man, this was an example of, really? You know, there was no reason to behave this way. And there was no reason, even in the most abstract sense, she wasn't guarding the... As I said, I've gotten into the Pentagon easier than this. I've gotten into Fox News easier than this. But and there was just no reason. She just decided that she was going to give me a hard time for no apparent reason. I hadn't been rude. I hadn't pushed in line. I hadn't been unpleasant to her. That was a really small people deciding that they're going to get even with you. Without even knowing who you are or caring who you are. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about really of people doing things that are completely inexplicable on any logical basis. And what you're really thinking is, what could you be thinking? And you're probably thinking much more virulent thoughts than that, but you know, we don't want to necessarily say those words. We did the swear program last week. Okay, so what have our folks said other than rude? Rude is not helpful. Oh, you know, before we talk about rude, I want to tell you about something positive. You know, I've been, we've got the sponsor, triplated.com, which I'm thrilled with. But today they sent me, it's chicken and pesto in lavash, you know, which is the Syrian bread. And they sent tomatoes. And one of the nice things that I like about them is they, you know, if they send you tomatoes, they don't send you like one tomato. They sent like this whole tub of not only tomatoes, but, you know, the kind of like some of the yellow and some of the tomatillas, this whole collection, and the cherry tomatoes, the really, you know, the sort of expensive, cool stuff that you'd never buy because by the time you use them, they're going to rot. And they sent me basil. Basil is one of my favorite things. I have to go buy a basil plant. But this whole sort of bunch of basil. So, so now sometimes before the program, not always, but, you know, a couple of days a week, I get up early and work out, and then I go and make whatever they've sent me. Because I figure the house, especially, most of the stuff you don't have to turn your oven on. I use the my toaster oven for the lavash because you're supposed to warm them up. I probably could have just put them, I probably could have put them on the stove. You know, you could warm things up on the stove, but you can also set the house on fire, which, really? Okay, so let's go back to really.
Okay, Robert says, spinning the truth around to benefit your agenda.
Yeah, I think that's called lying.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Maureen says, loud people, those who take up two parking spaces, just rudeness.
Two parking spaces, or how about two seats on the subway, or three?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
somebody leaves their bag
on a crowded subway.
Yeah, really.
And if you look at them, like, could you move your bag? It's like they give you this look, like you don't deserve to breathe air.
Like they're oblivious, and then now they're malicious that you've wrecked their obliviousness.
Right. Yes,
that's my theory.
How come they're not allowed to have their backpack on the seat?
Yeah,
good point. So keep going.
Lynn says people that feel entitled.
Yeah, well, again, you know, specific examples are helpful.
Like Christine says, talking on a cell phone while at a cash register or when being serviced. Oh, my good golly gosh. Can I tell you that I used to work at a coffee shop, and this drives me nuts.
How about people who are, like, I was having a drink with somebody at a bar last night, and it's this very upscale bar, you know, in this very fancy place. And my escort could not get the attention of the three, count them, three bartenders who were having this conversation with each other. Now, they were not talking on cell phones, but they and this went on for you know, several minutes, like four or five.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of major tips not included.
No doubt.
Maybe they didn't like him. I mean, they didn't know me one way or the other, so it wasn't. I didn't take it personally. I just thought, this is not exactly service. There you go. All right, keep going.
All right, Rebecca says, drivers honking even before the traffic light turns green.
Yeah, that's true. How about running red lights?
Oh, geez. See it all
that's
the time.
That's just so dangerous.
Really? Yeah. Are you that much of a hurry? Come on.
They do it all the time down here. And I just... And their cameras, what you're hoping against hope is that the cameras will actually take a picture of them and mm-hmm. ticket them, which they can do. I don't know if they do it, but if I were worried about the finances of the city, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so Jude says, divas and rude or ignorant people with their nose in the air, are a pain in the neck also.
Okay, but fair enough. I hear what you're saying, but specific examples are always kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Stephanie says, can't stand it when people in front of me at the grocery store checkout take up the entire conveyor belt with five items, and I put my 80 items on the belt behind theirs using half as much space.
Well, you're just more organized than they are. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, I agree that the people, I don't really mind that as long as I have a basket. It's when I've got, you know, I'm in the quick lane and I just have a couple things in my arms and they're taking up the whole thing and my arms. I figure, well, I don't have to go to the gym today or something. I don't know. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
All right. Ava says, people being late to meetings at work, time is money.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's that being late in general is just... you know, the point is, if you can be there on time. I mean, it's not that difficult to do. So there you go. All right, keep going.
George says, anything from reality TV?
There's a new movie coming out. I would love to tell you it's great, and it's not. It's called Shooting the Warwicks. And the idea is that they're given the ultimate TV show, in that they're the ultimate reality show, in that they're going to film people who don't know they're being filmed. And so they send them on a fake vacation to Hawaii, and then they wire their house, and so when they come back they don't know, and they just randomly pick somebody, literally. And then I'm telling you some of the plot, I suppose, but I'm not sure it's a big enough movie to actually be called a spoiler. So it's an accountant and his stay-at-home wife and their overachieving cheerleader daughter. And then the network gets involved and says, first of all, they talk about the legalities of doing this, and they're saying, well, the most that we could be held responsible for is a misdemeanor, which is $1.5 million fine. So they're already figuring out that it's illegal, but it's okay to violate these people's rights. And then they decide that it's boring, so that they have to stir the pot. And the idea being that reality TV has nothing to do with reality whatsoever. It really says terrible things about not only reality TV, but television in general. I mean, it's not it's not a nice movie at all. But it's kind of alarming. I suppose it's supposed to be satire, but you know, the idea that we all know reality movies is not, you know, doesn't have anything really to do with reality whatsoever. And they're scripted. Keep going. They're just not written.
Mm-hmm. Sue Ellen says, rude, demanding, disrespectful behavior. Really?
You guys aren't giving very specific examples, but okay.
Yeah. Genevieve says, not one of my favorite comments. Seems so condescending and negative.
Well, I think it is. I mean, you're right. The other words that come to mind are words that we really can't use, because they're words that say that you're a jerk, except they usually don't use the word jerk. But the point being that really is probably better than some of the alternatives that people would actually use. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait,
no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My daughter-in-law called and said, I wasn't going to tell you this, but... So I knew something bad was going to come from that conversation. She and my son, her husband, and they are parents of a six-year-old son, had a big fight, and marriage has been rocky. He said he's better off. He stopped taking his antidepressant. He's been on Zoloft.
My son.
He stopped taking it. He's basically not working, although nobody seems to know about it other than my daughter-in-law. My son denies. He says he's working. He's a mortgage broker. He said he'd probably be better off dead than she could collect on the insurance.
Whoa.
So I said to her, well, now that you've told me this, tell me what you want me to do with the information. Well, she said, I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
How old is your son?
He's 42.
And how old is your daughter-in-law?
Same age, 42. Okay. Grandson is 60.
Well, I mean, that's scary stuff.
Yes, it's very scary. And I said, why did he stop taking his medication? She said, he said that he didn't have the money to pay for it. so my response was, look, discuss with David, our son, her husband, that you spoke with me, that I know about it, that you're I'm going to share this with my husband because this is information I cannot hold on to by myself, and that if it's a money issue, his father and I would pay for treatment and medication. But he has to call me and let me know this is what he wants.
No, I don't think he does.
Okay. No,
I think you did very well up until that point. I think you're absolutely right that she has to tell him that she shared it because she was scared out of her mind.
Right.
But then I think waiting for him to call, the whole point about depression is people can't mobilize themselves.
Okay.
So I think you did fine to that point. I think that I would say to her, you need to tell him today, and so we can call tonight, or we'll be over this weekend or whatever.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, under ordinary circumstances, I think you're absolutely right. We want people taking responsibility for their behavior. One of the problems about depression, especially somebody who's into suicidal, you know, into suicidal thoughts,
right,
is that they really, that immobility is part of depression. It's an anger turned inward, and it feels explosive, and so they become catatonic sometimes at the extreme. So I think that your theory works in every place except depression, and it won't work on depression. So I think it's perfectly okay for as soon as she's informed him, so you don't feel that you're betraying her,
right,
you guys swoop in like the cavalry and say, okay.
And it's okay to offer to pay?
Yeah. In this particular case, I mean...
Yeah, because I was listening to your previous caller, and you said the daughter needs to take some responsibility.
Well, but that's a slightly different issue, that obviously he has taken responsibility in the past. He's gotten himself a therapist. He was on Zoloft. This guy is sinking. And at this moment, what we need to do is make sure he doesn't sink. Should you be paying for it forever? No. Will he let you pay for it forever? My guess is he wouldn't. But, I mean, you've got somebody who's suicidal at this moment, and what we need to do is make sure that at a time where he's making lousy decisions, he doesn't make a decision that from which there is no return.
Okay. All righty.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Miriam. Valerie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Good, Valerie.
My question to you today is in regards to, I just became a stay-at-home mom in February last year, and I'm starting to create, like, new circles of friends and that sort of thing, and I've always had a hard time. I don't have a hard time making friends, but I have a hard time keeping them because my lifestyle is so busy all the time. My husband and I, we do a lot of stuff, and I also have a hard time. I'm really sensitive, to what people say to me, and I'm fortunate enough, I have a great husband. He's attractive. He's very nice, and he's very humble and modest. And some of the girls that I become friends with, one of them said to me the other day that, Valerie, don't be threatened by me because I think your husband's hot, because I know I'm cute and I know I'm good looking, and don't think I'll ever hit on him. And to me, I was shocked that she said that, and I don't know whether or not I can be friends with her anymore, and I don't know if I'm being too sensitive.
She sounds like somewhat of a dingbat.
Yeah, it really hurt my feelings.
Well, I don't think should hurt your feelings. I think I don't know what she's doing, and I think if I would have been in that situation, and you don't have to, I mean, you can certainly go back and revisit it and say, why did you tell me all that? I mean, what am I supposed to do, applaud you or give you permission to flirt with my husband? Listen,
yeah.
The part of being a friend is that you don't poach, you know, we don't poach eggs or other women's men. I mean, what is that about?
Yes.
But
it's like a hands-off rule.
No, it's not. I wouldn't take it personally. I mean, I think it's
okay.
More about her than about you. But if you want to continue with her as a friend, I'd certainly call her on it. I'd say, you know, why'd you tell me that?
Yeah, can you tell me, like, give me advice on what book I can read or to stop wearing my heart on my sleeve? Because I do it so much, and I do get
my
hurt.
Dear, it's not about reading a book. It's about focusing on other people. That being that sensitive is thinking only about yourself. And I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm saying that... that what you have to do, I mean, the response of, oh, my God, what a horrible thing for her to say, is perfectly normal, all right?
Okay,
but then at that moment,
right,
you use, instead of your gut or your heart on your sleeve, any part of your body, what you do is you take a deep breath and say, hey, wait a minute. If I read a story about this or someone else told me this, how would I interpret it? Because you'd interpret it completely differently. You'd say, what a dingbat. What is she
yeah, you're
looking
right.
for? Reassurance? So just get in the habit of doing that. I'll tell you, let me give you an example. It just occurred to me. I don't think I've ever really connected the two before.
Okay.
I can remember at one point, you know, I was trained as a scientist. know, to be an observer.
Okay.
And I can remember, I graduated from college when I was very young. I mean, in retrospect, it was probably stupid, but at the time it seemed perfectly normal. I was 19. I was walking through Harvard Square and thinking, look at the girl walk through Harvard Square, meaning me. And I remember sort of stopping myself short at that moment and thinking, you know what? You can either be a participant or an observer in your own life. And I've always chosen to be a participant rather than an observer. But we all have the option of being an observer. We all have the option of, for a moment, sort of withdrawing ourselves from the situation, floating above it, and saying, okay, if someone else were describing it, how would I react to this? And that's what I'm suggesting you do.
Kind of like an out-of-body experience?
Exactly. Out-of-situation experience. Because then you're getting out of your own way a little bit and saying, well, wait a minute, maybe this isn't about me at all. Maybe this is about a very insecure woman saying, aren't I cute? How come you have the cute husband that I want? So she's nuts. I mean, and I don't know what she's doing, and I think that's really her id, her unconscious sort of bubbling up. But, I mean, it had nothing to do with you, which may have been why it hurt your feelings, but I'd say to her, why did you say that, if you have any interest in her? If not...
I always get mad at how I react to stuff like that.
Well, but again, Valerie, listen to me. What I'm telling you...
You're right.
What you need to separate off is the emotion of the reaction, which you're going to have no control over.
Exactly.
And the behavior that results in that, which you have complete control over and complete responsibility for. So get in the habit of using your hurt feelings instead of as a chance to withdraw or get angry or sort of go and sulk, to take a deep breath and, as you say, have an out-of-body experience.
Okay.
All right? Had an out of Valerie experience. All right?
All right. Thanks. Thank
you. Yeah, it'll become fun for you. It really is. Because then you'll end up smiling at things that aren't necessarily funny. And smiling at things that aren't necessarily funny, people can just assume you have gas or something. You know, you don't have to worry about that. Because smiling, I mean, if nothing else, admittedly, it can be viewed as somewhat of a passive-aggressive act. But it's better than yelling, because if nothing else, it means the other person, number one, has to notice and then has to comment on it. And it gives you at least some breathing space to say, oh, I'm sorry, I just was tuned out for a moment, or... oh, I was smiling. I mean, sometimes my face just gets away from me. I mean, there are lots of things you can do. But understand that you're not responsible for your feelings. They're just going to occur to you, right? But you are ultimately have to be held responsible for your behavior, as does everybody else. So the only way to really have a linearity between your feelings and your behavior is to be aware of your feelings. But because you're angry doesn't mean you have to holler. Because you're hungry doesn't mean you have to eat. Because you're feeling ripped off doesn't mean you have to steal. You have options there, but you're going to be able to exercise those options much more cleanly, readily, efficiently, effectively if you're aware of the feelings behind them. I mean, that's in a nutshell. That's the whole point of therapy. Is it doesn't change necessarily your feelings, although there is a feedback loop, and it's been well documented between behavior and feelings that if you whistle a happy tune. That not only can you feel everybody else, you can feel yourself. If you smile at somebody as opposed to frown at them, then it does seem to influence your feelings as well. So that certainly the more obvious path is emotions to behavior. But there is a link between behavior and emotions. I would still maintain the best way to have a well-ordered life is to understand what your emotions are, because your emotions are never going to be well-ordered. They're just not possible. But your behavior can be, and the more orderly your behavior, the more at least reined in, I think, your emotions will be, or bled off, or whatever metaphor we want to use. Really? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking about what really matters to you, and apparently a rudeness does. There you go. Which I think, you know, I think a lot of us deplore sort of the absence of manners, that people are less, you know, less mannerly than they used to be. And it's reflected in kids' behavior that, although, as I said, one of my favorite quotes when people start complaining about behavior is one that says, you know, kids have no respect for authority. They don't stand up when elders walk into the room. Their language is awful. You know, the end of civilization, it was written by Pliny the Elder. So it seems to me somewhat characteristic of every generation looking at the other generation following them saying, oh, no, bad, you know, not workable, the end of, you know, the end of life as we know, and not going to work. So there, and for me, that's sort of a comfort to think that, you know, that there's always been this notion that that we had it right and we knew what we were doing and they don't really respect us and therefore they're doomed and they're going to live with their parents the rest of their lives. Oh, wait a minute, that is true. But the rest of it. All right, so we had one more really, right?
That's right, and it goes like
Let's
this.
Do one more really, and then maybe we'll do an email, yes?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
So Alyssa says, for our final really, people who cheat at football and destroy the evidence.
Is that the Tom Brady phenomenon?
Uh-oh.
No, he says he didn't. He says he really didn't destroy evidence. What he says is that because he and Giselle are such famous people that they get new cell phones every couple months and they have to destroy the old ones because they're such famous people. And there's just too much confidential information on them, including 10,000 texts.
Well, there
you're
go.
Buying that, aren't you?
Sure.
All of us who are buying it, raise your left hand. Okay, well, we'll get back to you on that. I mean, I do think there is some value in it at some point. Although, I've told this story before of getting... I'm not a very good liar, which means I'm not a very practiced liar, because if you're really lousy at something, you're not going to continue it because you're going to get caught all the time, right? So that makes no sense. But I will not go into the long story, because those of you who listen to the program with regularity may have heard it before, of helping out a friend who needed a sticker for his car, an inspection sticker. And he'd done me a bunch of favors, and it turns out if you call up somebody and say, hi, can you tell me how to buy an illegal inspection sticker, people hang up on you. So, because it's illegal. So you have to make up this incredible story because otherwise, you know, you call up, they say, well, ask for Sammy the Bull. And so you call up and say, hi, is Sammy the Bull there? No, he's in Joliet for 7 to 10. And I thought, well, will he be back tonight? And I said, no, you don't understand. So it was this horrible sort of train. But once it started, it had its own momentum, and I'd promised, and it just became its own kind of thing. And you had to make up this incredibly complicated lie that basically said he's in a hospital and he needs his car for work, and by the time he gets out of the hospital, the inspection period will be over, and so I need to get it for him. I mean, just impossible. And it made me, for the first time in my life, realize that I had sympathy for people like Richard Nixon. That at some point, you've gone so far into the lies, and they're so uncomfortable, and that you have to kind of invest in them emotionally. And even though this wasn't even for me, except that I told somebody I'd do it, and I sort of felt like I should keep my word. But, you know, I had great sympathy for the fact, and especially if you're not very good at it, I think that pathological liars probably have an easier time because it really never touches their soul, right? They're just, no, they'll just say whatever. But I think if you're not very good at lying, I have, again, more sympathy than I probably would have had before that experience in my life. But I tend to believe people, so when people lie to me, I just get my feelings incredibly hurt and thinking, how could you do that? Because I believed you. And I mean, it's just disgusting. The whole lying thing is not a good subject for me. But I do think there's at some point that you sort of stop and say, wait a minute, you know, maybe enough is enough. Maybe rather than investing any more time or energy or nonsense in what is obviously not true, to just sort of say, you know what, there was a huge misunderstanding here. I apologize profusely. I made a mistake. You know, take me away. Or even, look, I'm not admitting guilt, but, you know, enough is enough. I don't want to drag my family. That's what everybody says, right? I don't want to drag my family through it. Your family's already been dragged through it. So, you know, I just want to take my punishment and have it be over with. But people tend not to do that. As I said, my one major experience in walking on the lying side made me somewhat sympathetic, because you just get so caught up in it. And I sort of feel like there may be that issue here going on of, well, you know, it's my reputation. And, you know, of course I had to stomp on my cell phone. The question is, I mean, that's easy to check. Of when's the last time you got a cell phone and what'd you do with it? So I don't know. But, I, you know, as I said, it's not that I'm sympathetic exactly. It's just you kind of understand on some level. So, all right, let's. Do I have time? Well, what have I got here? A minute and a half? 2 minutes?
Yeah, minute and a half.
All right, so maybe we don't do an email here. Maybe we'll come back with an email, just because I hate to to sort of split the response or talk so fast that you could understand a word that I'm saying. There are two stories that I think, the one that's probably going to influence the most people. There's one that said plants send out stress signals just like animals. And I don't know what that even means. But a lot of people have sort of felt that was true for a long time, hence they're talking to plants. But France Google has rejected France's demand for a global right to be forgotten. It turns out that Google gets 250,000 requests of people wanting to delist search results. And apparently they approve about half of those. And they're saying, and apparently the argument is that it should apply to all the extensions of the search engine and extend them beyond Google's French component to all of Google's search websites. And Google's saying no. Which is sort of interesting. Did you even know that you could apply to get your stuff delisted?
I did know that. I'd kind of read a couple articles about the whole right to be forgotten thing.
There's a part of me that would kind of like to do that. It's kind of pointless, it would seem to me, to a certain extent. But apparently they'll only do it, that you can do it in France, but apparently you can't do it every place else. So I don't understand how. And apparently yesterday there was an article about Germany wanting to do something about false names or something. The internet being international is clearly not completely accurate. Obviously, there are slightly different issues in slightly different countries, and that isn't how I think of the internet. I think of the internet as being this kind of literally boundless, with meaning without boundaries, including language boundaries or national boundaries of exchanging information. Apparently, that's not completely accurate. More things to think about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.